As we wind up our last couple of lessons on the way back to God, Psalm 51. A broken and a contrite heart. A broken and a contrite heart. We're on lesson 12. This, a period of time, occurred in David's life after his sin, when he continued to go through the motions of offering sacrifices. He knew that this religious activity, void of the presence of God, was absolutely meaningless. It was in the most profound way the greatest of all hypocrisies that the King of Israel could perform. It does not matter how much religious activity that we offer to God if our heart is not right with Him. The Lord does not accept anything from us. If our heart is not right with Him, the Lord does not accept anything from us. If our heart's not right with Him. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. David knew that it was not the offering of animals or the religious activity that God wanted. God wanted his, finish it for me, his heart. I'm sorry. God wanted his heart. That's what God wants out of each of us. He wants our heart. Our lesson aims to know that the Lord despises our religious activity that is done outside of His Spirit. That is not done with a right heart attitude. We need to see that God desires to find in us a broken and a contrite heart that is fully yielded to His will in our lives. Then to understand God is able to restore to us and build that wall of protection back around our lives. The way back to God, is it a hard path? Yeah, when we humble ourselves, that can be difficult. I find it difficult sometimes to humble myself. What's the reward? The reward is being right with God. It's walking in fellowship. It's having right communion. A broken and a contrite heart. Turn with me, well, you're already there, actually, Psalm 51. We'll read verses 16 through 18. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we're thankful for your word today. We're thankful for your spirit. We pray that your word and your spirit would speak to our hearts. Lord, that we would take truths that we find here, that we would go out and we would honor and glorify you. Pray for our pastor, pray for safety as he comes over on a slippery road. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit would work. We pray for each heart, that your word would hit the mark that it needs to hit today. Thankful for these folks coming out for their safety. In Jesus' name, amen. Lesson 12. Imagine David's story in our present time. We may call him Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister. He's the head of a nation, holding the highest office in the land. In addition to holding the highest office, he claims to be a genuine Christian and speaks often about his relationship with God. When it surfaces in the news, we learn that he has had an adulterous relationship with the wife of one of his chief aides. To make bad matters worse, the woman has given birth to his child. He then discovers that the mysterious death of her husband less than a year ago is no longer considered an accident. It is reported that the murder of this innocent man was an attempt to cover up an adulterous relationship between his wife and the highest official in the country. David, the perpetrator, is far removed from God. He is dry as a desert inside himself. How does David get home? How does he get back to right fellowship with the Lord? Psalm 51 tells us that. The burnt offering rejected. The burnt offering rejected. Have we learned, I think we have, to live religious routines that have every appearance of normalcy, but we know that things aren't right in our heart. Maybe we don't spend time with the Lord in prayer. Maybe we don't read His Word. And yet it's Sunday morning, so it's time to go to church. And maybe we don't take that time with the Lord to make things right, but I've got to go, I've got to do my Sunday school lesson, I've got to drive the bus, I've got to whatever ministries we're involved in. Certainly doing anything outside of faith is doing things outside of the will of God. We know things aren't right between us and our God sometimes, and yet we don't make them right. What does God desire from us? It's not a great, big, huge formula that we cannot possibly fulfill. It's small things. And yes, we do find it hard sometimes to obey the Lord and to walk the right steps. The Bible says in Psalm 51:16, "For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering." The Old Testament, we see so many of the offerings, and you read through there and the specificness of the different offerings and what they're for and how they are to be accomplished. And yet that's not what the Lord wants the most out of us. What the Lord wants the most out of us is a right heart. After David's sin, following along in your lesson there, after David's sin, he continued to go through the motions of offering sacrifices. He knew that his religious activity was void of God's presence. It was meaningless. But it was his job, and so he continued to do it. A man not right with God, a man that had slept with another man's wife, a man that had murdered a man. Yet he kept going, kept doing the things of the Lord outside of the power of the Lord. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 1, if you would. Isaiah chapter 1, we'll start reading in verse 11. Isaiah 1:11. "To what purpose is a multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. I delight not in the blood of the bullocks and of the lambs or of the he-goats. When you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moon, the Sabbath, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meetings. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them." And in verses 18, 19, and 20, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. And then verse 20, but if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Many times as we have seen the children of Israel, and we've looked at them many times, the promise from the Lord is always, a heart after me I'll bless. But if you continue to walk away from me, I will bring those things into your life that will bring you back. That'll bring you back. The Lord brought those things into David's life. The Lord broke David's heart. Verse 20, again, but if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Here David, man that would sing and calm the king, man that had great abilities, great talents, found himself outside of the Lord's will, but yet found himself continuing to do the same things that he always did. And the Lord never wants the works of our hands. The Lord always wants our heart. The Lord doesn't look at the outward man. He looks at our heart. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 7. Jeremiah chapter 7. Verse 21, Jeremiah 7, we'll read 21 through 23. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, put your burnt offerings unto your sacrifices and eat flesh, for I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the days that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. The Lord says, I'm not sure where you guys got all hung up on these sacrifices instead of your hearts. He said, when your fathers came out of Egypt, what did I tell them? I told him it's your hearts. It's your hearts that I want. And yet somehow you've gotten caught up in the sacrifices, and it's more important to you to sacrifice than to obey. I don't know about you. I've had times where I've walked with the Lord and I thought, man, Lord, this is great. You know, you do your Bible reading, you spend personal time with the Lord, and you, any of you have any of E.M. Bounds' works on prayer? E.M. Bounds on prayer. You can get them off the internet, $5-6. He's got great books out there. It's said about E.M. Bounds, he spent the last 16 years of his life in intercessory prayer. Man. I thought, Lord, spent 16 years in intercessory prayer. And my prayers are, Lord, you know, all the things that are going on, we need to do these and we need to do these. Intercessory prayer. Pastor's got E.M. Bounds books. Like I say, you can get them off the internet. Pastor said his favorite one was Power Through Prayer by E.M. Bounds. Power Through Prayer by E.M. Bounds. And I tell you, there's times where you walk with the Lord and fellowship is just great and you think, man, wouldn't it be nice if I could, if I would always walk with the Lord like this and have this sweet fellowship. But we don't do that, do we? We find ourselves busy with life, busy with things, and those sweet times, we don't take and make the effort to take that time. When we make that effort, it's a blessing, but we have to make that effort. You won't have sweet fellowship with the Lord accidentally. It'll be something that you purpose. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. Hebrews chapter 10. God desires our heart. Hebrews chapter 10. God desires our heart. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offend year by year continually make the comer thereto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offended, because that the worshippers once purged should have no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sin each year. The sacrifices could not do it. The sacrifices never saved a man. Salvation is today, and it has always been, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation never was through the sacrifices. Somehow the children of Israel got things out of order, and those sacrifices became the most important things. That's not what God desires. What God desires is a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. Oh God, thou wilt not despise. It is not in those sacrifices. When they would go in and the Lord would say, I want you to conquer this people. I want you to conquer the animals. I want them all gone. They're not holy. They're filthy. I don't want them. And yet at times they would save them. Oh yeah, Lord, we did what you said. Yeah. What meaneth this bleeding of the sheep? Oh, you know, Lord, the people want to save these animals to sacrifice to you. No, he says, I want your hearts. The Lord wants our hearts. He wants our hearts. He wanted David's heart. He didn't have it for quite some time. For quite some time, Brother Frank, as you said the other day about being on blessing ground, he wasn't there. David wasn't on blessing ground because of his sin. And then he covered it up. And then it was a shame before all men. 1 Timothy 5:20, he that sinneth, rebuke before all, that others also may fear. I'm sorry, did I say 1 Timothy? 1 Timothy 5:20. He that sinneth, rebuke before all, that others also may fear. Wow. And that's what God had to do to David. God rebuked David before the whole nation. Why? Because the nation knew he was wrong. The nation knew it was sin. And God had to make it right. And God rebuked David before the nation. And God broke David before the nation, before all people. What does God want out of you? What does God want out of myself? He wants a humble spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. Following along in your lessons, a broken and a contrite heart. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And verse 13. 1 Corinthians 3:13. A broken and a contrite heart. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. When you and I get to heaven, and our life, our works, those things that we offered to the Lord, those sacrifices, the things that we do, they're going to be put into a fire. And I can just envision this. Here's my life. Here's the things that I take. And I put them on a tray, and I slide the tray into the oven. Lord, these are all things I did for you. I did these things, and I'm bringing them to you. And then we open the drawer after the fire has tried them. And the wood and the hay and the stubble, not evil things, but just the wood and the hay and the stubble, those things are going to be gone. And that doesn't mean they were evil. They weren't sinful. But they weren't done in faith. They weren't done in, by the leading of the Spirit. They weren't done as we walked in faith. They were done as we walked, as David walked outside of the will of God. And when our works are tried by fire, what's going to come forth? The gold and the silver and the precious stones. And we're going to have those to present to our Lord and thank him for all that he did for us, not just for that day of salvation, but throughout our whole life. The wood and the hay and the stubble, it'll be burned up. That doesn't mean the wood and the hay and the stubble were sin when we did them. They just weren't in the will of the Lord. I guess that would make them sin, wouldn't it? That's why they're burned up. But the gold and the silver and the precious stones, our lives are going to be tried by fire. And only that which is done in the Spirit are we going to have. And we're going to have that to present that to the Lord. And that's going to be wonderful. It might be disheartening as that drawer opens. You might think, man, where'd all the stuff go that I did? Lord, I did a lot of stuff for you down on that earth. Where did it go? I don't know. At some point, it says the Lord's going to wipe away all tears. I don't know. Pull that drawer open, there might be some tears. Lord, where did it all go? I did so much for you. He looks at our hearts. We need to walk with him. 1 Corinthians 13. Psalm 51:17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. Those are the sacrifices he wants. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. God says that he does not want sacrifices as a substitute. He doesn't want sacrifices as a substitute for our hearts. He hates the sacrifices. They're an abomination to him. Psalm 51 again. Psalm 51 again. And verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Verse 16. For thou desirest not sacrifice. Else would I give it. David would give all those sacrifices. That wasn't a problem. He was still doing that, but his heart wasn't right. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. The Lord wants our heart. He wants us to walk with him each day in fellowship, in prayer, in Bible reading. Our Bible reading, we read the Bible in different ways. We have our cover-to-cover reading or whatever we're doing. We have those sections of the Bible that we're studying, that we're laboring in and spending time in. We do different kinds of Bible reading. But it's the fellowship with the Lord that he desires. That's what he wants. He wants that fellowship. He wants that sweet communion with himself. Most things, when they are broken, have little or no value. But when our spirit and our heart is broken, they become valuable. God says a broken and a contrite heart. The word contrite means to be crushed into powder, to be totally collapsed. In the box there on your page, it says so many of our works are going to be burned because they are not done of a heart that was right with God. David was saying here, my heart is contrite. It has been crushed to powder. It has totally collapsed. I have no agenda, no plans. I am totally crushed. I am giving myself to God without reservation, without hesitation. I am back to where God wants me to be. Turn with me to 2 Samuel. Chapter 12. Second Samuel chapter 12. Verse 13. Second Samuel chapter 12, verse 13. You know, we don't go back to 2 Samuel 11 and 12 very much. We went through them at the beginning of our lesson. We don't go back very often. But 2 Samuel 12, verse 13. After Nathan has come to the king and accused the king before God of his sin, David finally, here in verse 13, and David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Thou shalt not die. He took another man's wife. You die for that. You get put to death for that. David didn't. He killed a man. He had someone kill a man. He told someone to kill a man. And yet he wasn't put to death for it. Much sin. And yet once David's heart finally turned, here in verse 13, and David said unto Nathan, I have sinned. What a blessing it is for you and I when we're not right with the Lord, that you and I can go to him. And it starts out with what? Confession of sin. That's how it has to start out. Lord, I was wrong. I sinned. David here confessed his sin, and God's blessing was waiting for David. When David's heart was right. When David's heart was right. The Lord wants our hearts. He wants us to serve him here at Faith Bible Baptist Church with our hearts, not out of duty, not simply because God's man asked us to do it, although I do think that's very important if God's man asks us to do something, that we do it. I've seen pastors tell people what they want them to do, and people stand right there and say, I'm not going to do it. I go, are you crazy? You're talking against God's man. That's God's man. Remember the children making fun of Elijah, goest up thou bald head. That was God's man. And God said, okay. Out come the she-bears, destroyed them. That's God's man. David would not lift his hand against God's man. Even though Saul had been removed, David wouldn't lift a hand against him because he's God's man. So our pastor asks us to do things or whatever. Our heart should be right in doing them. What does the Lord want? Does he want the works of our hands? No. Is there stuff for us to do? Yeah, there is. The Lord uses us. He doesn't come down here and take care of things in the building. He uses us to do that. So we do those things. Psalm 51 in verse 19. Psalm 51 in verse 19. Psalm 51:19. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. When our hearts are right, when David's heart was right, then he could offer that stuff. And the Lord said, it's a sweet smell in my nostrils. The Lord loved that sacrifice. Thank you for that. But the heart had to be right. David's heart was not right. God broke David. God broke him. God crushed his heart. And David turned. And when David turned, confessed his sin, God forgave his sin and made things right. Then the building of the walls. The building of the walls. The Bible says in Psalm 51 and verse 18, do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Proverbs says that when our children are brought up without parental guidance, they're like a city with no walls. There's no protection. We see walls surrounding cities to keep people out. It's for protection, to protect the people in the city. We need those walls of protection around our hearts. And that comes through fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. When we don't walk right with the Lord, when David's heart wasn't right that day as he looked out and saw a woman washing himself, David's heart wasn't right that day. And he responded wrong. The walls weren't there. They weren't protecting him from the sin because his heart wasn't right with the Lord that day. The day he looked at a woman washing herself and then dwelt upon it and then followed up on it. God will build those walls of protection around us. God will defend us. But we have to walk with him. David had a dream to fortify the city of Jerusalem and build a place of worship to God. But in Psalm 51, David was referring more here when he's talking about the walls, he's referring more to the walls around his heart. He was talking about his life. He's talking about his life. Turn with me to Proverbs 25. Proverbs 25, 28. Proverbs 25 and verse 28. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. When we get up in late and we hurry into our day, we don't spend a few moments before the Lord's Word, before His Holy Spirit, if we don't be careful, we can be like a city without walls. No protection, no defense, without any of it. God wants our heart. He wants us to be willing to do whatever it is He has for each one of us to do. And God does have a plan for each one of us. He has a plan for each of us. For what He wants us to do for Him here at Faith Bible Baptist Church. God has a plan, and what He wants to see is a heart that is willing to do what He would have us to do. What are the results of walking with the Lord? Sweet communion, sweet fellowship. That's great. That's great. I'm sure all of you here have had times where you've walked with the Lord and thought, man, I wish I walked with the Lord like this all the time. This is great. I'm sure you've had that time. And if you're like me, those times aren't enough. They're not enough. They're too few and far between. The Lord wants our hearts. All right, let's go to our questions. I think last week I missed the questions. To our questions. Psalm 51, 16, and 17, what was it that God did not want? In Psalm 51, 16, and 17, what was it that God did not want? Yes, Don. Excellent. He doesn't want our sacrifices without the right spirit, without the right heart. Excellent. What is it that God does want then? Broken spirit and a contrite heart. Excellent. That's what God wants, a heart willing to obey Him. Isaiah 1, 11 through 21, what did God say was an abomination unto Him? Verse 13, what's an abomination unto Him? Yes, Wendy. Okay, excellent. Your incense is an abomination. Excellent. Okay, Jeremiah 7, 21 to 23, what does God desire from His people? Verse 23. Obedience. Obey my voice. Obey my voice. Very good. Hebrews 10, 1 through 6. What were the sacrifices of the Old Testament never able to do? Verse 1. Ma'am, I'm sorry. Right. Couldn't make them right. Couldn't make them perfect. Couldn't take away sins. Could not make the comers thereunto perfect. for it is not possible, verse 4, that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin. They have never been able to do it. It has always been the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, then according to 1 Corinthians 3, verses 12 and 13, God will judge our works according to what standard? Our works are going to be tried by fire. Excellent. Tried by fire. Then lastly, compare Psalm 51:18 and Proverbs 25:28. What wall needed to be rebuilt in David's personal life? Yes. Those walls of protection, because that's what they use walls for, to protect them from the enemy. David, those walls were down. He did not have those walls of protection, and he was able to be attacked. He was able to be attacked. Excellent. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you for doing your lessons there. Next week we will be handing out our next series. We will finish, Lord willing, we will finish. We'll do lesson 13 next week, which will end the book. Memory verse for the day. The verse that went along with our lesson was Psalm 51:17. Who's ready with that? Yes. Yeah, you're right. Despise. Excellent. Thanks, Brother Don. Praise the Lord. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. And then the verse that was assigned at the end of the lesson was verse 18. Verse 18. Anyone ready with that verse? Kelly. Build. Excellent. Do good in that good pleasure in Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Build those walls. Let the Lord build those walls around our hearts. He does that in fellowship as we read his word and as we walk in the Spirit. Okay, so then the last verse to be assigned is verse 19. By next week, you will know all 19 verses. Now, I know some of you have come up to me and were able to go through like verse 15. So hopefully and that was 2 or 3 weeks ago, so hopefully by the end of the lesson, you'll be able to do all 19 verses. And if you can't, are you any further ahead than we were 13 weeks ago? Yeah, we sure are. Why? Because of the goodness of the Lord. Because of the goodness of the Lord. These are some great verses in Psalm 51. They've been a blessing. They'll continue to be a blessing to you and to those around you throughout the rest of your life. Refresh them. Go back through them. Pull them 3x5s out. Have a little 3x5 file box. You used to be able to buy them at Office Max. I don't know if they still sell that kind of stuff anymore. My wife gets it at the secondhand store now. But have a little box. You put them in and go through them each day, each week, each month, whatever the steps are you're in with those verses, and rehearse those and let the Lord use his word in your life. And you can do that by hiding his word deep down in his heart, in your heart. Thank you for coming today.